How's it going, guys? We have a pass level question for endocrine for step one, as well as internal medicine for 2CK. They can occasionally ask questions that seem a bit step one like. Not going to waste our time, cut to the chase. So before we get started, please subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it. Give the video a like. I really appreciate it. Find me on Instagram at Melman underscore medical, MEHLMAN underscore medical. Links down below. Find me on Telegram. The links to the Telegram group and channel down below. Now start the clip. So 36-year-old woman, 6-month history, progressively worsening dry cough. Vitals are within normal limits. Physical exam shows mild redness of the shins. Serum calcium is 12 milligrams per deciliter. Normal range 8.4 to 10.2. Chest X-ray is shown. Some of you say no idea what I'm fucking looking at. This is supposed to be bihilar lymphadenopathy. Okay, just Google imaged it, and then you can see what appears to be hilar nodularity. Okay, I jacked up the contrast on this image here. So this is clearly sarcoidosis, pass level, as I just fucking said. And we have erythema nodosum. Okay, this is not a rash. This is just a non-specific. This is paniculitis, fancy word, paniculitis, which means inflammation of subcutaneous fat. It's non-specific, can be seen in other autoimmune diseases, such as Crohn's disease. Okay, so let's just whip through the answer choices here. Question wants to know why we have elevated calcium. Choice A, decreased osteoclast activity. Wrong fucking answer. So, if anything, if we had decreased osteoclast activity, we would have a reduced serum calcium in theory, not increased, right? Because if PTH is high, normally that's going to lead to increased osteoclast activity. Yes, PTH binds to osteoblast, causes the osteoblast to express Rank L, binds to Rank receptor and osteoclast, and ultimately increased osteoclast activity increases calcium level in the blood. You do need to know that bisphosphonates, such as alendronate, pamidronate, as well as endogenous calcitonin inhibit osteoclasts. Okay, so decreased osteoclast activity is an answer for bisphosphonates as well as endogenous calcitonin. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice B, glandular hyperplasia. Wrong answer. Could refer to diffuse foreground hyperplasia of the parathyroid glands. Okay, so we could see that in men 1, men 2A, where it can be a parathyroid adenoma, absolutely, but we can get diffuse foreground hyperplasia. Could also refer to secondary hyperparathyroidism, which is renal failure. Calcium low, phosphate high, PTH high. So in renal failure, the late DCT can't reabsorb calcium. We also have impaired one-off hydroxylation in the PCT of 25 to 125 D3, which in turn, less active D3 goes to the small bowel to absorb calcium and phosphate, but less calcium absorption leads to less calcium in the blood. And in turn, PTH goes up to compensate. Okay, and that would be diffuse foreground hyperplasia. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice C, increased bone turnover. Wrong answer. Albeit a buzzy answer choice for Paget disease, as per my observation. Okay, so Paget disease is going to be mixed osteoclastic, blastic, heterogeneous bone, classically male over 50, can present with very buzzy findings such as narrowing of the acoustic foramina causing tinnitus, can cause his hat not to fit him the way it used to due to skull growth. But what U.S. Smiley really likes is increased ALP, okay, serum alkaline phosphatase. Calcium is normal, phosphate's normal, PTH is normal. Isolated increase in ALP, very fucking high yield. And sometimes that'll be the answer where you get a very easy vignette and they just want check serum ALP. And you also need to know high output cardiac failure in Paget disease due to intra osseous AV fistulae. In this case, wrong fucking answer. Choice D, increased hydroxylase activity is the correct answer. So seems very nebulous, seems very recondite and weird. It's not. This is what the NBME U.S. Smiley loves for sarcoidosis. So we've got within the pulmonary parenchyma, non-caseating granulomas, which are composed of activated macrophages, which are referred to as epithelioid macrophages or histiocytes. And for whatever fucking reason, they secrete 1-alpha hydroxylase, which will convert our inactive 25D3 into active 125D3, which in turn will go to the small bowel and increase absorption of calcium. Okay, so that increased calcium is why we have hypercalcemia in sarcoidosis. Okay, it's very high yield. And this will actually suppress our PTH. So another thing they can do, give you a very easy vignette, and they'll just want your arrows. They'll just want an up arrow for 125 D3, and they want a down arrow for PTH. Okay, it confuses some students. They say, well, if PTH is high, shouldn't calcium be high? Well, it's the fact that we have high calcium first due to these non-caseating granulomas causing increased bowel absorption from the increased D3, and then PTH is suppressed, okay, in this setting. Lastly, increased PCT reabsorption of calcium, wrong fucking answer, it doesn't even occur in the PCT. In theory, if we were to have increased calcium absorption in the kidney, it would be in the late DCT. Wrong fucking answer. You know the deal, McT, make more content. If you like my stuff, subscribe to my channel. And I appreciate your time. That's it.